puts in the pocket.
What around?
Start your date at 2:08. I'll pay Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. We all know that we read Parshas Kisavei always in the middle of Chodesh Elul, Al Sachana for Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the parsha begins with the word V'hoya, V'hoya Kisavei Olaret. V'hoya says the Imre Chaim is Rosh Hashanah V'yoyim Ruhine Yoyim Hadin. Sachana, grabbed the Mashgiach right in Munasitach, I'm reading a word that there are 30 days, including Rosh Chodesh Elul, till Rosh Hashanah. And therefore you find in Parshas Vayelech, how many psukim are there? 30. Which is keneged tzadikim, which who are nechtovim, la'alt l'chaim tovim Rosh Hashanah. For other people, beinanim. So, Rosh Hashanah, you're judged. Ubiyayim sim kippur yichaseimun. How many days are there? 40. How many psukim are there in Parshas Nitzavim? 40. What comes after Nitzavim, Vayelech? Hazinu, how many psukim near Balkir? 52. What is 52? Because everyone knows that in Zayin HaKadosh, already in the next generation, beginning of the Churban, Rishon B'Yechoi, that the ultimate Gmar Chsin Matoiva is when Ishan Rabba Shmini Atzeres by Musa, and therefore there are 52 days. Can I get Parshas Hazinu? Says the Mashgiach, Muri Digavort, right? Aber in Dor of Asro, and the door equals the Mashiach of the guys at the end of the queue, even then it's not good enough. So we know from Kisvei Arizal, Tamid of Hashem, that the Gmar Chsin Metoyev is when Zois Chanukah, as we explained many times. How many days are there from Rosh Chodesh El to Zois Chanukah? 122. Kuf Chavveis. How many psukim are there in Parshas Kisavai? Kuf Chavveis. The epis liegt sich in Parshas Kisavai, this week's Parsha, a tikkun for the guys at the end of the queue, which otherwise are known as Shevet Don. The guy is the Ma'atz of Chol HaMachnes, the Don of the Poltosna, or, and as we've explained countless times, Don Miloshen Din. And therefore, this week's Parsha has a lesson for the people of Bnei Don, the guys at the end. I explained a few weeks ago that all Yiddish and Neshamas of the Shishim Ribi are Mushur Shin Torah. Where did the Neshamas of our generation of Igvus Hashicha come from? From the Lebach, the last eight psukim of the Torah, which begins with the word Vayomer Shem Moshe. And because Moshe passed away, as the Gemara says, there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten. And how does the Torah end? Which words? Le'enei kol Yisrael, says Rashi, Shviras Haluchas. And we all know the Gemara says in Erevin that Shviras Haluchas befrat was Goyrim Shichas HaTorah. And that's where our neshamas come from the door of Shichas HaTorah, Vayom HaShem Moshe. What does he do, Simchas Torah, when you come to these striking and terrifying words of Vayom HaShem Moshe, Le'enei kol Yisrael? You don't just stop there and go into L'chaim. You go back to Bereishis Bor Elokim, right? And therefore it's Meiridik. Le'enei kol Yisrael plus Bereishis Bor Elokim is 1,963, which is the pasuk in next week's parasha. Im yini lechacha b'kzei Hashemoyim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem alikecho, misham yikochecho. Even the nidochim, the shchichei Elokim, those who are forgotten, suddenly will be redeemed. And we come back to Bereishis Bor Elokim, which is 1,202, which is Gimatria, Kilesi Shokach Mipizare, which is also Gimatria, Eliyah ben Achisamach Lematadon, Choshe v'Choshe. Choshe v'Choshe. That even the people who are Shevet Don, at the end of the queue, go back to the Bereishis, which is Kilesi Shokach Mipizare. So what do we read to underscore this idea? We start reading Parshas Kisavei. What is one of the central themes of Parshas Kisavei? It starts off with Bikurim. And the message of Bikurim, as we'll soon discuss, is Zriz. Which is why the mitzvah of Bikurim, in the beginning of Parshas Kisavei, comes b'smichus to the end of Parshas Kisavei, which deals with the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek. So I saw in the Sefer, Tiferes Yecheskel, brings a moirid to gevort from the chayvus halavavus. The chayvus halavavus says the musr hayoyser moil to me'oyer ayid to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom with a cheshek and the slavus with a geshmak with a chayis is to learn from the stam people the way they run after their taivus. When it comes to their taivus, they're like full steam ahead. They're full of chayis. They don't stop. You find Chazal say it's the Mechilton, B'shalach, it's the Tagim Yonason. Amolek Vayove, Amolek Vayelochem in Yisrael. How, when Vayove? You know, they traveled 400 parsa in one day, which is like awesome, it's incredible. In other words, to go into a Melchom of Amolek, of Klippa, against Kedusha, they're traveling at supersonic speed, placing themselves in a sakana, they did, the whole world witnessed the nisim and the flois of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, v'chulu, v'chulu. And they went, like, with Azaz Rizus against Kedusha. Because that is the way of, remember, Yankov Avinu, Parash V'Yetzei, what does the pasuk say? Achalani chayrev v'yoyim v'kerach v'loyla. By tzaddikim, there's a chayrev, there's a heat when it comes to Inyanim of Yoyim, of Kedusha. And kerach, the coldness, balayla in yonam of rishus, of negativity. By Amalek is pum faker, as azaz, rizus, as achashkus, as aslavus, when it comes to tumu. And therefore he brings from the sefer, Shevet Soifa, I don't know who it is, but he says it's from the Seilish Adai, and he says a word, vayovei Amalek, vayelochem in Yisrael berfidim. The vayovei Amalek gufa, that he's traveling 400 parsa a day, to fight against Klal Yisrael, that gufa is the Mulchama k'neged Klal Yisrael, because by contrast, it doesn't look good for the Eden who are in a place called Refidim. Sherafu Yideyim Midivrei Teira. They're slow, they're sluggish, there's no Yachtzuchnish, you're not horrifying, right? And therefore the Pasuk says, Zohar Sha'aslcha, I'm like, what? Baderech! Look how they ran with azas lavos, a fervor, a passion to do what they did. And therefore, asher korcho, whenever there's a hisgabras of tuma, it has the l'umah's effect on Yidin, on Kedusha. Asher korcho, but derech, it makes us cold and when it comes to our derech. And therefore, vayizonev b'cho, kol nechsholem acharech. The nechsholem, which Targum says, the me'achrin, those who are sluggish, those who are schleppers, right? And therefore, who serve the Eibishter without a cheshek, without a tshuka, therefore, through the Bias HaMolek, it says, it came out, that va'ata oyev yogeya, that if a yid is tired and sluggish, it's a charaya v'lo yirei elikim. But you're not your shemai. And therefore, the opposite of the asher korchot, the kalkait, which Amalek was goyim, we have the mitzvah of bikurim, the antidote. What's the word in English? Not antidote. The antidote also, but it's whatever. The opposite, the contrast of the asher korcho is the mitzvah of bikurim, which is the mitzvah of zrizus, v'lakachta me'reishis bri adama, the first, which is the Indian of Zrizus, that take it, you see the Te'enu that already blossomed. Kairach ala Gemi is Rashi Tevis, Gedolim Ma'aseh Hashem, and you already say, even in the present state where it's not right, you say, I'm going to bring this Bikurim Lashem. And therefore he says, we find the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you'll know, and Gamliel, B'nei Shal Gudah Anos, he said, Yofet Talmud Torah, it's a Musar word, in Derech Eretz. Shigia Shneem, Achshakas Ovid. What's that? So the Ben Shmuel Al-Asar asks, why are we tailored the Godel Talmud Torah, because Derech Eretz? So he said, if people are a bit defashlofen, and they have all the time, you see people, they get up in the morning, they have 3 coffees, they smoke 10 cigarettes, they go to the mikveh, they buy and sell, I don't know how many million dollars of real estate, they put their talis over their shoulder, and they walk up and down the besmeders to find out what's happening in Manchester and every shtibble, whatever. And then, like 2 hours later, they're ready at this to begin to daven. They have all the time in the world. Nothing is urgent. Right? He said if people would have the same geschmack and the same by Titus Mammon Lamashu. Goes to business. So the Chazal tell us that Vieshlim Mishiashlim Mona raise a Messiah. And ain't of the best for Khalitab. You always have a desire, a chukka, more. You're never satiated, you're never fulfilled. You want more. If only Yidin would have at least equal geschmack in learning and davening with the same zrizos and the same whatever slavos, then there would be no averus by Kal Yisrael. And therefore the Torah says, you take the Reishis Pri Adomo, which is, represents the mid of zrizos, and you go to the Beis Hamikdash, which we'll discuss, is the place in the world for the mocker in Bechinas Mokim of zrizos. And you go to the Koyin, and Chazal say, Kehanim are Zrizim Heim, and you connect all of these Bechinas of zrizos. And you can say, Higadeti Hayoyim Hashem Alik. You now attach, Miloshin, good or ugly, to become attached to Kedusha. Which, just before I even begin the Shia, just to bring out Bederach and Poel Digamamish, in Svarim Akdoishim are Maflig, the centrality, the Yisuid, Navidus Hashem, of the Midah of Zrizus. There's a Merv Shomesh in Parashas Masi, which says, how does the Eitz Zahora, the Eitzah Seichin Bonu, how does he work? He puts his claws into a person and infects him with atzlus. No rush. Nothing is, you know, there's no sense of urgency. And once you have atzlus, then the Eitz HaRa can have a field day. And he said, you want to destroy the Eitz HaRa? You destroy him through the midah of Zrizus. And he ties it to Pasuk. Vayisu mirafidim, when a Yid leaves the rough of your day and the sluggishness, the atzlus, then you come to Har Sinai. After Vayisu mihar Sinai, you sit in the Horav in Torah, b'hashkomo, with a geshmak, with a gusto, then you go to Kivras HaTaiva. Then you're able to bury all the taivas. And he goes on to go to all through the members of Masor, which I got no time for. This guy that I saw, the Chaim Palaji brings in Akdomba to a Sefer Kavachayim, and so the Chido also writes in Tvash Levi, if a person, that's why tzaddikim were always madgish, they underline the importance of before davening, you don't just roll out of bed, hello, and you're here, hello, you first learn Torah. The importance, the centrality of learning Torah before davening can never be underestimated, says Reb Chaim Palaji, that's how you destroy the Yetzirah. In fact, the Mojus Rebbe brings the Pasuk, says in Pasuk, Pashlelcha, Vayetek Misham Ahora, Mikedem Lebeisel. Remember Avraham Avinu? What does a ha represent, anybody? The Gemara in Sukkah? Tzadikim Nidmolahem? Gehar. The Eitz HaRa is compared to a mountain. How is Vayetak Misham Ahora? How do you get rid of your Eitz HaRa? When you go to Beis El. What is the Beis El? Davening. Base tefillah, right? And he says, "Mikedem lebeitel." Before davening, you got to sit and learn. You got to prepare. You got to make achonis. You got right, and then that's pratan pasul. The Maimer Chazal, habola horgecha, hashkein baharga, hashkein beika. Early, not up that schluffer rolling, pressing the snooze button and turning over 30 times before you roll out of bed. Hashkein baharga, and Chazal say hashkein baharga. Through davening from Avram Avinu, we learn by Yashkim Avram Babuikir, the Indian of Zrizus Makdim in the Mitzvah, that the Gemara says in Psachim Dabal. As it's well known for Chaim Vital, remember the Adam Harishon? Hello? Yeah? And he was cursed, the whole parsha there. So what did Abish say to the Nachash? Hu Yeshuvcha Roish, Va'at is Yeshuvenu Oki. Says Rav Chaim Vital, how does man destroy the Nachash HaKadmoni, the Samach Mem, the Klippus HaZachra? Roish, early, beginning, top. The Ato, how does the Nachash get a shlita over man? Ache. When a person is Bevchinas Akev, he's the heel, he's sluggish. I've said this many, many times. The Pasuk says, Vayar Reishisloi, a person starts at the beginning. Kisham, Chelkas, Mechuikik, Tzafun, all Hatzlacha in life, in Rochniyat, depends on the Reishis. On the beginning, the first thing you do in the morning. Everyone knows the famous Bnei Yisrael brings the Derech Pekudecha. The Pasuk says, Yitzyatsev al Derech Loitoiv, Ra Loyimus. if you start off by putting your feet on the ground, you haven't yet washed Negelvasi, you haven't said Maida Ani, it's like, it's rallying. The whole day you're going to be in dirt, right? The Fakert, that's brought from the Holy Rishoner, famous, the Pasuk says in Tilim, Elikim Keli Ato Ashacharecha, if Ashacharecha, you're awake in the morning, you don't roll up in the mid-afternoon, right? You get up from bed, then Samalacha. Now, if your whole day you could be assured that you'll have a thirst for Kedusha, Kamalacha, Besari, whatever matziv will happen, even as Be'eret Siyav Oyev Limoyim, you'll be able to. The Rebbe Henoch of Alexander used to say, Bereshis, if the first machshava that comes into your mind in the morning is that Bora Elikim is a Shamayim Vesa'ores, the Abish to create heaven and earth, and to him we're Meshubit, right? Then Va'oretz, so it's a Soyu Vavoyu, all the Habli Ilam Hazeh will be Toyu Vavoyu in your eyes, and you'll be in a good shape a whole day. In other words, there's a Roishim that is created by the Haschola, the Kedusha. Kaddish Likol Bechor, the Pasuk says. I said this many, many times. Therefore, it's brought in Pasuk, the Divrei Yisrael, and the Majus Rebbe says, Isha Kisazria V'yolda Zohar. Isha refers to Torah. Torah is called Eishes Chayil. It's Altitish Torah Simecha. Isha Kisazria, if the first thing is that this Eirus comes from Torah before you start davening, before you get up, and before you start your day, that's what's called start the day the Torah way, I think, right? Isha Kisazria, then V'yolda Zohar, the Torah that you learn, Isha Kisazria, that's V'yolda Zohar that you will remember. There's a pasuk actually in Yeshaya which says, Zichru Rishonis, the first things you remember. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, Izakoi Gamisa Lishmaitza Meikor, Mainaf Gemina, Lagirsa Diankasa. Something you learn as a little child, right? That is always retained. And the pasuk says, Zichoris Baracha, Mebichorisecha. Not only in your youth, chronologically, in your lifespan, but every day in the chinas bocher of the day, in the beginning of the day, right? You start it with Torah, then that will be remembered all the time. For the same reason, since there's a hadgosha on the hascholah, in Moshe's Asfarim, it's kol hascholah's koshes. I've said this many times. The hascholah always has to be stark, has to be eisen. For that reason, it's brought in Shuas Chayin, from Gedaliah Vlinit, from Talmid of Hashem, from the Magid. That's why the Eibishtu is Kedeya, that the first day of the Jewish calendar is what? Rosh Hashanah. Because if you start with the Tukif of Kedusha, that will remain with you the entire year. Because that's what a Yid is. Yidin are called Yisrael. Yisrael is Oisiyasli Rosh Hashanah, the Tetan Svarim. Bereshis. Why was the world created? Bishwala Yisrael, Shenikru, Rashis. And that which you have Rashis does is, that's why you, another word for Rosh Hashanah is Yom Zikorin. That which you start off stark, that is what you remember. Who is the opposite? Who is Menage to the Bechina of Rashis? Hello? Amolek. Rashis Goyim Amolek. Because, whatever. Amolek b'miluayim dal oisis gimachia das. The Rashis of a person. And that's the battle within a person who is going to gain supremacy. Before I begin to share, I said that countless times. There's a Bechina of Rosh in Zman, which is Rosh Hashanah. There's a Bechina of Rosh in Mokiv. The place of the beginning of Mokiv, of geography, of space, is where? It's called Evan Shesia, Shemisam, Hushus Kol Olam. The whole world was created from the Mokiv Amigdash. That is the Chiddush of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Zman. I've said this many times. The Yomim Neuroim, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chiddush is all other Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, you have a mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. You go from your house wherever to Yushalayim. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you don't go to Yushalayim. Yushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, comes to you, which is the reason in many Kehilas Kedushas of Yisrael, the meaning is that the Shliach Tzibur starts the word HaMelech. Wherever he happens, he doesn't go to the Omer and start. Wherever he happens to be in Shul. To show that Malchus Shemayim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is mispashit everywhere. which is also the reason a Jew doesn't generally, in our divine worship, as we put it in Holy Law, a Jew doesn't prostrate, doesn't bow down. The only exception where you bend down is on the Beis HaMikdash, right? Or alternatively is Yerushalayim Kippur. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas, Beis HaMikdash, is mispashit everywhere. Now, the Mashgiach says a vort, the Meritik a vort. Everyone knows the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There was Sholish Mitzvahs, Nestav Yisrael, Bechnisah from Oretz. There are three mitzvahs when Yidin entered Eretz Yisrael. First of all, they had to appoint a king, a melech. Lumis a melech. The Livnais, and to destroy Mechias HaMolik. And what? And to build the Beis HaMikdash. When we do our three mitzvahs, which are mutl on Gidin, then the Eivishlo will fulfill his mitzvah to Mekabetz Nitche Amma Yisrael, to bring all the Eden back to Eretz Yisrael. Asha Alkin says the Mashkiach. That is the void of El. El Pasha Shof. We start reading Pasha Shof. In Pasha Shof, we have the mitzvah of what? Melech. Soim Tasa Melecha Melech. And then you have Parshas Kiseitze, which ends, Kiseitze Melchoma, which ends with Amalek. And then you have Parshas Kisavoy, which is the mitzvah of Bikurim, to bring your first fruits, the rachis in Velt, to the rachis in Moki. And then you have the Parshas Nitzavim, the mitzvah of Vishaviki Betzcha, Mikola Imi Lechach, Vishamayim, Misha Mikha Betzcha. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Shir HaMalis, Mima Amakim. We'll cry out to the Abish, Mima Amakim. Mima Amakim, Mem, Mem. Ayin Kuf Yud Mem stands for Melech. No, stands for Melech Mechias Amolek Migdash Kibbutz Yisrael Me'am. All these mitzvahs were able to Me'amakim on Rosh Hashanah. So to understand this, why Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is also the day, the anniversary, the negative thing, that Adam HaRishon was born, was created. And immediately on the day he was created, he was Mekalkul and he ate from the Eitz HaDaas. And that brought what into the world? It brought death and illness and all suffering into mankind. Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Mesakin that. And therefore the minute for Shulchan Aruch, the Yishalmi, Man the Domi Bereshaita, Domi Leshaita. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't sleep by day. Because Chazal say that sleep is 1/60th of death. And right, you don't want to sleep on a day of Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. It's brought in Sfarim HaKadoshim. From this Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, we have the Tkiya Shofar. What is Shofar? Remez Yesh Bo'i Uru Yusheinim Mishinaschim, to wake up from our slumber. And therefore, there's a principle in the Beis HaMikdash. I've said this like a countless times in the Masechta Midas. If the Shomrim went around, they saw a Levi falling asleep, he's going to be a shomer, and he's falling asleep on the job, they took a torch and they burnt his clothes. Because clothes only came into the world through the kilkul of Adam HaRishon. And in the Beis HaMikdash, which is called Beis Chayenu, a place of life, there's no slumber. You're falling asleep on the job, you're supposed to be b'vchinas Adam HaRishon before the chet. In the Beis HaMikdash, you find they put on the shulchan Yud Beis Chalas, and 8 days later, it's still... 9 days later, it's still Cham Ki Yom Yiloch, like the day with Plato, because there's no... Remember Yankov Avinu? Hello? Vayitzka Bamokim, Vayolen Shom Ki Vashemesh? And he then has the dream, and he wakes up. Vayir Yankov, what did he say? Manoira Hamokim Hazeh, Ein Zeki and Beis Alikim, says Rashi, Ilu Yodaiti. I didn't know. Ilu Yodaiti, Ilu Yashanti. If I would have known that I'm in the Mokim HaMikdash, I would have never slept, because you don't sleep in the Beis HaMikdash. We say in for Meiriv, Shia Meiriv, Ha'oindim Beveis Hashem, Beinit Baruchat Hashem, Ha'oindim Beveis Hashem Balelis. In the Beis HaMikdash, Ha'arei Tzion, Shisham Tziva Avayis HaBroch, Chayim Ad Olam, there's no death, there's no illness, there's only, it's Chachus. What does the Pasuk say? You sometimes see older people, Mamish Tifus Kenim, full of Slavos. What does the Pasuk say? Who I made Pesach oil. I always say to older people by Avram Avinu, it says, Vayikach es shnei na'orav itoy. He can be 137 years old, but he takes the vigor, the passion of his youth with him. Right? Oh, why is that? If a person is shosel, he's planted in the Beis Hashem, with Beis Chayenu, Mokim of Migdosh, you don't get old, you don't get fagdorben, you don't get fakalik, you are shulim beveis Hashem. Oy, what does the pasuk continue? Oy, yinuvun beseva. Oy, yinuvun beseva is gimatria. Take a guess. Beis Hamigdosh. And as in Reinoyim from the Holy Jacob says, Beis Hamigdosh is gimatria Rosh Hashanah. How do you like that? Rosh Hashanah, Beis Hamigdosh, the Shein of Ram Yir with the same Bechina, that you don't get old and tired, whatever. Normally a person starts off, every year you start a project, you know, you start a new, okay, I'm now New Year's resolution. And at the beginning you're full of the Slavos, and then you're the Inish Benafshe, Teva Bnei Adlam, but you get a bit old and tired, and it's not new, and it's not, and you slacking off. Therefore, how do we prepare for Rosh Hashanah? The kvetch is mashkim in the slichas. You get up early. You're a bit vatiz et shnosi ve'enek. And therefore, a person gets up in the morning, right? A person is a farmer. A farmer, like you're working away, you put a lot of horovanya into your tractor, into your whatever, into your farming business, right? And gvaldi, kurchi ve'etzin yaldi. So he said, nay, there's an Eibishter in this world. And this Eibishter creates everything. And therefore, the racist, which represents the zrizus, that you give over to whom? You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the tikkun of what? The tikkun of Eitz Chet Eitz Adas. Therefore, Lashon of Rashi, Lashon Chazal, Ra'a Te'eno Shebichor. The Shivas Aninim. What's happened after Te'eno? Because Chazal say, Vayisperu Alei Se'eno, V'meshechota, he sinned with the Te'eno, and therefore the tikkun is with the Te'eno. Right? They asked him chaguris. How does the Targum teach chaguris? No, anybody out there? Zrizin. The tikkun of Chet Eitz Hadas, which brought miso and tiredness and decrepitness into the world, is dafka the mitzvah of zrizus. That's also pshat. It says you're going to bring the bikurim. Who do you give it to? To the which kohen? Ashiya biyomahem. Lafuke what? Going in a time machine and bringing it to kohen of 500 years ago? What's the alternative? Hello? Now, pshat is you would say, like just like Chazal say, I'm Amoretz, also lechol boser. And Amoretz has no ability to elevate the litus, the fedushin, the food. So maybe Amolik kahanim, you know, they were holy people, they were able to elevate. Behind Titan, where would you find the kohen that Kahanim, Ochlim, Abaylim, the Skaprim, that he could tool if all they have to do is with the Litzus of Kedusha. There, says the Pasuk Yashayiya Bayamim, and every Kohen, being from Zera Aaron, the Eibishter instilled in him the ability to, and therefore we understand the Smichus of Bikurim to Amolek. Amolek is the Asher Korcha Baderach, you're sluggish, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, you're tired, whatever. And also you find that's also the connection. We'll discuss it, if we have time, we'll discuss it more. But it's in the Parshas Bikurim, in the Vidui, that you say, Arami Oved Ovi. Who's this Arami guy? Parshas love. Yeah? How did he want to destroy Kal Yisrael? Because the Chazal say on the Pasuk, Esoin Lov and Hanoi Soros, he was willing to pay Yankee for all his labor. Obradinosaurus, the schleppers, the tired, decrepit, old ones, he'll give the Yankovin. What did the Eibishter do? He sent the Malach, and Dafka, the young ones, the ones with the future, the ones that are, right? And therefore, Lovin became a Gilgal in Bilam. Same, but by Lovin it says Vayashkim, by Bilam it says Vayashkim, right? And therefore, the tikkun for the Lovins and Bilams and the Amoleks of the world is what? Bikurim. And that's why the Midah of Zrizus is also specially connected to our generation, which is the last generation of Golus and the first generation of Gula, right? How do I know? Because Bikurim is like a poil demyonik, to use the Ramban's terminology, for the coming of Mashiach. They've had the Aftarah end off with this week's parsha in the money. Ani Hashem, the Itach Hashem, hastening. Therefore, it comes to parshas the chukoisai, the remozim of geula after, comes after the teichu. In this week's parasha, it comes what? Okay. How many times does the Torah mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Oh, come on. I've said this like a trillion, 50 times. Merum is the chamushim, all of Bnei Yisrael, 50 times. The cheshbon of where the 50th time we could talk about. Some say it's in parashat Duchukoisai, the Ramak. Others say chronologically, just work it out. We'll talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Mal Yusuf. In this week's parasha, Arami Ovid, Ve'yitienu Hashem Mitzrayim. In this week's parasha, the Ve'yitienu Hashem Mitzrayim, the 50th time, the Sharan Nun, which is Yovel Gula, that appears before the Teicha. Teicha is Chevle Mashiach. That if it comes Achishena, then one could spare all the tsaras that were Rachman al-Khan. We've seen a lot, right? And that, how do you tap into the Achishena Dafka through yours, Mida Keneged Mida, B'Sirsu L'Sata, when you have an Indian of Zrizus, you're alive, you're with it, right? And therefore, said the Mashgiach, Seder Kisavai is Begimachi of Atokom Bim Oid Lail. But Oid Lail is still dark, it's still Golos, you wake up and etc. And there's 100,000 Ramosim, Kisavai Ala Oret is Gimachi Esuchenano, Kiva Moyed, it's 766, which also is Gimachi Achuva. Mahava, how do you know? Very good.
Yes.
Very good. True Mahava with Azriz, with the Geshmak, with the Brent. And that is, I'm not trying to elaborate, but that is the Chibur of the end of the Torah, which is connected to the Dor of Matadon, the thousand Ramosim, Gimak, gorgeous, mamish, unbelievable stuff. Look at the Munasitach yourself. The connect Don, the guys at the end of the queue, the Schleppers, with the Rashis, you find throughout Chumash. When you build the Mishkan, who builds it? The Tzal ben Uri ben Chur Lamate, Yehuda ve'itoi, Aliyah ben Achisam v'achlamat, to connect Don and there's many remotes to it, but I'm not even going to begin to talk about it. So, right, that's the Hakdom. So the Indian of Zrizus, the Indian of, where did this come from? I saw a nice word, there's a sefer called Mima Makim. It's based on the Shiurim of Ramesh Shapiro. It's a very good word. It's a very simple word, but very... We know that the mitzvah of Bikurim is incredibly important. How do I know? Because Chazal tell us, Bereshis Borolikim, why did the Eibishter create the world? Because of Reishis. What is Reishis? So the three mitzvahs. One of them is the mitzvah of Bikurim, Reishis Priyadom. So the whole world was created in the schus of the mitzvah of Bikur. The Chol HaRoya Yishtoyna, everyone like goes wild. I mean, Bikur is a very sweet, nice mitzvah. And that's one of the Tariq mitzvahs, a Torah. Why was the world, the Al Shechari asked this Kasha, why was the world, the whole world, Tevel B'Yishrivo, was created for the mitzvah of Bikur? So the Pshat is Gor Posh. Right? Gor Posh. The Maral says in the Sefer Chavash, the Maral in Gur Ari, and in the Sparsh, the Maral, Yidin are called what? Rashis. Rashis Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Hashem, Rashis to us. The Pesach is in Yirmiyah. Why a Kol Yisrael called Rashis? Says the Maral, says the Tzaddik and Rashis, Lail and all the Sfarim Akdashim. Because the world was created for a tachos, for a purpose. What is the purpose of the world? Let's say you grow crops. You grow tfu. So in the tfu, there's the edible part, and there's the kash, the stubble, what do you call it? The straw. What is the tachlis of the kavona of the farmer and growing? Not for the kash, it's for the cloud Yisrael, the world, the creator of Yisrael, Yisrael. That's the essence. And everything else is created to be mishamish, to help Yisrael doing their task. Oh, but that is the idea of Voracious. What is the idea of Bikurim? So the Fasemis explains, that is the purpose, the tachlis of Kavon. The Abishah created a world. I'm just trying to explain out of Fasemis in this exposure. The Abishah created a world, right? The whole world is the purpose of the world, as it said in Tanya, in Perek Zayin, in Shai Yechav Emuna, is brought in Sadik and Rishis, like all this foreign, is to be Megale Malchus Shemayim, Kvei Malchus in this world. The emes is, the Eibush is a kol yochel. He could have created the world where it would be manifest, it would be obvious to any bystander, there's an Eibush. But he didn't create the world that way. Why? Because if Malchus Shemayim would be bizgalus in the world, then there's no room for Bechira and there's no room for Avodas HaOlam. What are you here for? So the Eibush created a world. Olam Milashen Helam, as Rabbeinu Bechaya says. And in this world, he created Kol Yisrael, and Atat Eidai Nehum Hashem, to give Eidus to Malchus Shemayim through Tairin Mitzvah, Tairin Mitzvah. What the mitzvah of Bikurim is Mevchinas Reish. Reish means what is the tachlis, what's the magoma, what's the purpose, what's the purpose of the exercise. The Eibush created a world, the Bikurim symbolize. It's not just one particular mitzvah of 600, it's the mitzvah, tachlis, all briyas, the oilam, to megala di ad Hashem in the briya. And therefore, Chazal say in Sifrei, bischar mitzvah Bikurim, Yidin go to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where Malchus Shemayim in this world is manifest. That's the Reishis. Once you have the Reishis, we have a principle that Gufa Basa Reishagor, everything goes according to the Reishis. Who is Menagit is Mevchina Reishis? Amalek. Amalek has its own tachlis. The Chachmei HaTeva, the scientists of yesteryears, they believe that the world is a Kadmi. The world has been in existence since eternity. There's no creator, there's no beginning, there's no... Okay, let me try to explain this. There's a Meiridik of Balaturim, which is half full of a fail in this week's parsha. If you go through Parshas Bikurim, you'll find all the 21 of the 22 letters of the alphabet of Lashon HaKodesh are used, except for one letter, and that's the letter Samach. Samach is not mentioned the whole story of Bikur. Right? And he says, the Balaturim, it's Merumiz, the Samta, where do you place the Bikurim? Batene. Tes Nun Aleph. What's the Gimachi of 9, 50, and 1, 60. So the fact that there's no Samach is Merumiz in the word Samta Batene. So everyone goes wild trying to understand this Balaturim. Because the shear of Bikurim is Echad Misamach, one per 60, right? Which is Merum, is the Samta Batena. Therefore, the letter Samach doesn't appear in Parshas Bikurim. Faket! I could have easily said Dafka, there should be a Samach, because the whole shear of Bikurim is Echad Misamach. There should be a Samach here. Hello? How does the fact that there's no Samach, what's going on? Like, how is that relevant to the mitzvah of Bikurim and Vatena? What's happening? So he says a Moiridik, a very simple word. I tried to find it in the Shurim of the group that I just published on Rosh Hashanah. I haven't found it. If anyone knows where the Mokar is, I'd be grateful. He says, there are, in Handasa, in engineering, if you look at the alphabet, there are two letters that represent two opposites, two symbols. One is a circle and one is a line. What's the difference between a circle and a line? Hello? A circle goes round and round and round. It has no bli reishis, bli sachlis, right? Just round and round. A merry-go-round. You go round and round and round. I gave a drasha recently to people, whatever, and I said, someone once said in The Wise Man, not going around, life is not a merry-go-round, life is a roller coaster. I remember, a few years ago, I had one of my balabatim in shul, he made chasana for a bas yechid, fine. And he made the wedding in one of these places in Cheshire, some like, a place out in the middle, but they have wedding venues today. If you really fancy, so there's no hotels good enough for you in Manchester, they go to a farm, an Alish Vatioran, right? And they make the wedding there, they convert the barn into a clinic, right? So I could get lost from going from here to this place. I could end up in Liverpool, I could end up in London, in France, I don't know. I'm challenged that way, driving. So my wife has to know to put in the car, there's a machine cooler, right? And they got this lady who's a shovel there, of a hostage, and she sits on my dashboard, and she put in the code for the address, and it said, wedding venue. Okay, I'll wish for it. So I'm driving. Everything was going fine. And I can see it's very close, and there's a roundabout. But on the machine cooler, I couldn't tell which is like a bunch of exits to get off the roundabout. Where do I go? I'm in the middle of nowhere. So what you do is, in such a situation, instead of just taking a rash decision, I went around the roundabout a few times. All right? Suddenly this lady, I don't know where she gets the chutzpah, unsolicited advice, and my wife is an aides to this, right? No, she's not kosher aides, whatever. But she pops up from the dashboard, and she says, the way you're driving, something to the extent that the way you're driving, you're going to miss the wedding. I couldn't believe it. I thought I'm hearing whatever. The embassy mice could have said wedding venue. Popped the thing. Wedding venue said the way you're driving it, because you go round and round. Oh, but the embassy, if you go round and round, you don't get anywhere. You don't get to your destination. So when you say the letter Samach, which is the beginning of Samach Mem, both Mem and Samach are both right around. So you don't get anywhere in life. Which shows the Olam is the Olam HaKadmon, and it's a Helim, and you don't see the Yad of the Yotzer Bereishis. The opposite of that is the opposite of Samach is a Vav. A Vav starts with a Yud. Yud always refers to Chochma, Reishis HaMachshava, Oz Yoshir Meishis as Rashi. All of the B'daitel, right? Yud. And your mamshich, the kav down, there's a beginning, there's an end. It's not a samach around and around, right? Then, that's the purpose. So the purpose is, if I had the time, and I don't want to be offensive to women, there's actually a chazal. Vayizgur bosar tachtena, when Eibush created Chava from Adam Marishan, it is vayizgur. He made an operation, he took out the whatever, and Vayizgur. So Chazal say in Beis Rabba, it's the first time that the letter Samach appears in Torah. Because once you created the woman, right, together with her was created the Sultan, which is Merumah's letter Samach, from Samach Mem, or Sultan, whatever way it's pronounced, and therefore, what are they saying? So he's a posh. The difference between a man and a woman is a man is, what's the matter? No? Is a man is the chinas ish. Men and women have both aleph shin. A man has a yud, and a woman has a hey. Right? What does a hey do? It takes the yud of chokhmah, and it brings it down to peil mamnish and ilam ha-mais. Men are chokhmah, women are bina. Vayivin es atzela, bina yaseira nidl isha, to develop, the husband brings home the raw product, and the woman cocks and hacks and claps and bucks, and you have food actually edible. So the woman has to take from the man, he's the mashpia, and she's the makabelis, and then you have yud and the kei and the shechin and the sherei b'neim, and al's getting fine. What happens if a man stops being the b'china from yud, which right, and he gets the b'china from hei, she's into velt, into gashmi, into whatever, he also gets involved in him. Then you have a churban, you take the yud out of the ish, and you get ish with all the consequences and ramifications. So the purpose of a man is to take the machshav of the yud, to imamshir it into the vav, and the purpose of the woman is to create the hey. And then you have a yud kei and shechin shere b'neim and al's getting fine. Right? What happens if not? Then you create the roundabout. You're round and round and getting nowhere. Right? That's pshat, that the mitzvah of Bikurin is to anerken that the Yeshdin, the Yeshdayin, there's a Bore Olam who created everything, he created it for the sake of the Rabbein Hashem. So you give how much the shear of Bikurin? Echad mi Samach. Take out from that Samach the Lachin of Echad to the Ebershtus Yochad Miyuchad. Right? And therefore, the letter Samach, I understand the Balaturim, doesn't appear in Parshas Bikurim. Because the whole idea of Parshas Bikurim is to symbolize that everything that's created comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's poil in everything that happens. If I had the time, I'll explain. Ooh, there's a meiridike tifa vort in the Chakal Yitzchak from the Spinkus. Meiridike vort. You remember Parshas Vayetze? Lovan comes running around like Yankov. He ran away, and Lovan comes running after him, right? And but the Eibusha told him, "You dare not," whatever. But Rachel ganva satrofim, and he gets very nervous. Where are my getchkis, right? So Yankovinu says, "Look everywhere, haker, see, right? If you find your trofim, take him to it." What does this pasuk say? Vayamashmesh Yank Lovan. What is pasuk? He goes around. Vayichar. What does Yankov respond to? Vayichar Yankov. Right? Babalovan. Kimishashta is called Kele. Mamatzos legal cleave sech. Right? What's going on here? What's this? Why is he getting so angry? Why is he losing his getting angry? So he said, what's the shame? So, the whole arichas. Everyone knows that Adam Rishon sinned. And Adam Rishon was koilel all shishim ribin neshamas. And because he sinned and whatever, the neshamas when his galgal, they became the Dora Mabel, Dora Floga, Dora Snoim, right? Which is the reason, and those neshamas eventually came down in the form of the tzoin of Lovan. They were like in hostages in tzoin Lovan. And then they went down to Mitzrayim, and that became the. By the way, how many sheep did Lovan have? Anyone know? He started up before Yankov. Even Lovan was makir. How much did he start with? 70 sheep. Shvacha herd, shvacha flock. Right. He ended up with shishim ribui. Adors. 600. Does that ring a bell? 70? 600,000? Because the neshamnes of Chal, the, he brings out Lashon, the Kosher Samagit said, right? Voil is mir gewesen, wenn der Zeidi Yankiv at mir ashmaisketon mit dem Beitsch. It was very geschmack when Yankiv Avinu gave me a patch with a stick. Because you remember, tzaddikim, the rabbis, they remembered when their neshamas, when his galgal and sayin yank. Ask the Chakal Yitzchak, if the avoda of Yitzchak of Yankov Avinu was to be moitzi, to free the hostages, to take out the neshamas Yisrael from the sayin, why did he do a full job? What do we need Yitzias Mitzrayim for? The answer is Yankov Avinu said to Lovan, haker, take a look. Anything that belongs to you, take. What did Lovan do? He was mamashmish, he touched. So just like by tzaddikim, you know by the Belzer Rov, the first Belzer Rov, Sashalom Belzer, it's a pasuk actually by Mitzrayim. If you put your hands, tzaddikim put their hands on something that has refuah properties. You can wrap in Mitzrayim by placing your hands. There's many, many stories by tzaddikim. Is al derech ze fakert, in rishus, in tumma, zracher, because Lovan HaRosha touched the tzayin of Yankov, Yankov was unable to create the complete geula and redeem, and therefore as Arami Oyved Ovi Vayered Mitzrayim, we had to go down in Mitzrayim. I said last week, I don't know if I remember talking about Kisei Tzal Mechama Al Oyvecha, didn't say Tzaynecha. The Oyev is your chaver, your friend, right? Yitzhara Zimni. Don't get up in the morning, press the snooze button, you're not so well, take it easy, take care of your money, you got to leave your glass. He's very, he really wants your tov. He's going to bump you off at the end, and you'll be sitting on the kicking up the daisies with the worms going in, the worms going out. So he doesn't care much about you. There's a beautiful word, I don't know if I said it last week, the Magid says, remember the would-be gear who comes to Hill? Teach me the whole Torah al regal achas. So what did I tell you this last week? I can't remember. What did Hill answer the ger? The moyer the gevort. Dalachsan lechav rechlisavid. Him beitahara makes himself as your what? Your best mate, your friend. He cares about your interests, your money, your wealth, your everything, right? Ober dalachsan, the one who hates you, L'chavrich l'isabit. Don't make him into your chaver. Be megal upon him who the Yetzer is. The Yetzer, the once he touches something, it becomes full of tumah, and because Arami Ovid Ovi, because of that, Nizgalgal Adover, Vayir Mitzrayim, etc., etc. And the vort here, just to end off, just the message to remember is, how do you get out of Mitzrayim Klipas HaChamoyer? How do you get out of Golos? Amalek, Dafka through the Misa of Zrizus, of the, with the Slavus and the Chuka, the Shabbos Chai El, as a Hashem, that Yid has to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom with a Simcha, with the Chayas, with the Bren, with the Slavus, and that's how Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs. And if I had the time, I would explain that. Where do you go in this week, just end off this week's parasha? You go v'alachta, in other words, el hamoke mashiyivcha shem alikecha, l'sakein shmoy sham, 2121, which is gimachia Shabbos, parashas, kisavei, and they've helped, we should din the Eibishter with this chayas, and we should all be inscribed for ksiv v'chimotei. Oh, you must have.